This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It was an unexpected twist that no one saw coming, the kind that leaves you rereading the headline just to confirm it isn't satire. The lawyers for accused killer Luigi Mangione and embattled music mogul Sean Diddy Combs are married. Two men worlds apart in their alleged crimes, somehow tied together by a high-powered husband and wife legal team. The news landed like a grenade in the quiet corners of the legal world, a surreal connection linking two of the most sensational cases currently dominating headlines across the country. Karen Freeman Agnifilo, a name well known in New York's legal circles, stepped into the spotlight again when she was retained to represent Mangione, the man accused of gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Just as heads were spinning from the magnitude of that case, another revelation surfaced. Freeman Agnifilo's husband, Mark Agnifilo, is one of the lead attorneys representing Sean Combs, who faces a barrage of federal charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering. Suddenly, two of the nation's most closely watched cases had an unexpected overlap, a professional connection that no one could have predicted. Freeman Agnifilo's name alone carries weight in Manhattan courtrooms. For years, she served as the head of the sex crimes unit under District Attorney Cyrus Vance. Her no-nonsense approach earned her a formidable reputation as a prosecutor who didn't shy away from high-profile cases. In fact, her time in public service reads like a who's who of New York City's most notorious cases, from prosecuting brutal assaults to unmasking white-collar predators. Her work became a hallmark of the city's justice system. But in 2021, she made a surprising career move, stepping down from public service to join her husband's private law firm, Agnifilo Intrater LLP. It was a decision that drew attention at the time, especially given her role in prosecuting sex crimes and her husband's high-profile defense of individuals accused of similar misconduct. The irony of that career shift was not lost on many, but it cemented her reputation as a powerful advocate, no matter which side of the courtroom she stood on. Their professional partnership hasn't come without complications. During her time as a prosecutor, Freeman Agnifilo was forced to recuse herself from cases when her husband represented defendants. Perhaps most notably, she stepped aside during Harvey Weinstein's rape prosecution after Weinstein retained representation from her husband's firm. The spotlight on such decisions created waves of debate within legal circles. Where exactly do you draw the line when work and personal relationships collide? Such instances underscored the delicate balance between their personal and professional lives, a balance now playing out on an even bigger stage with Mangione and Combs. For Luigi Mangione, the stakes couldn't be higher. The 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania graduate faces a barrage of charges after allegedly shooting and killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside the Hilton Hotel on 6th Avenue. The attack happened on December 4th, just as the healthcare giant's parent company was hosting its annual investor conference. The brazen act shocked the city, turning Thompson's killing into a moment of nationwide reckoning. A corporate leader gunned down in public during an event meant to celebrate one of America's largest healthcare organizations. The shockwave rippled far beyond the walls of United Healthcare, raising questions about security, public safety, and Mangione's still unclear motivations. Law enforcement launched into overdrive, setting off a manhunt that would dominate news cycles for days. Police pursued leads across state lines until Mangione was finally cornered in the most unassuming of places, a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. His arrest was the kind of anticlimactic moment that feels ripped from a script. A fugitive on the run, brought down by an eagle-eyed fast food worker. Yet despite the arrest, the investigation raised more questions than answers, including why Mangione allegedly targeted United Healthcare, how he learned of the investor conference, and whether the attack was driven by personal grievances, broader ideology, or a more chaotic rationale. While Mangione has pleaded not guilty, investigators have uncovered unsettling details about his alleged motives. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny stated that Mangione had prior knowledge of United Healthcare's investor conference and had referenced the company in a note found when he was arrested. Yet, Despite Mangione's alleged fixation, there's no indication he was ever a client of United Healthcare. This curious detail raises broader questions. Why United Healthcare? Was Thompson a specific target, or was the company itself symbolic of something larger in Mangione's mind? As those threads are pulled, investigators continue to search for clues, leaving many wondering whether this was an act of premeditated calculation or something more chaotic. Meanwhile, 160 miles away in Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center, Sean Diddy Combs sits behind bars. Once regarded as one of music's most untouchable figures, Combs now faces a litany of charges that threaten to dismantle the empire he spent decades building. Sex trafficking by force, racketeering conspiracy, and prostitution charges are just the tip of the legal iceberg. Since his arrest, upwards of 100 new allegations have emerged, painting a grim picture of systemic abuse that spans years. The sheer volume and consistency of these claims have sent shockwaves through the entertainment industry, forcing some to reckon with uncomfortable questions about power and accountability in a world where celebrity often trumps consequences. Combs, for his part, has pleaded not guilty to all charges and remains steadfast in his defense. Mark Agnifilo, Diddy's lead attorney, has his hands full navigating the fallout from these mounting accusations. Known for his unflappable demeanor and strategic courtroom tactics, Agnifilo now faces the arduous task of dismantling a case that grows stronger with each new allegation. His work on Combs' case stands as a stark contrast to his wife's role in Mangione's defense. Together, the Agnifilos find themselves at the center of two of the most polarizing cases in the country, their marriage now under the microscope as much as their clients. Every decision they make, every strategy they employ, is scrutinized by an increasingly curious public. Public reaction to this unexpected connection has been swift and incredulous. Social media erupted as word spread of the Agnifilos' dual involvement, with commentators expressing everything from shock to outright suspicion. How could two seemingly unrelated cases converge in such an intimate way? Was it simply coincidence, or does it say something deeper about the small, intertwined world of elite legal defense? The fact that these cases are happening in tandem with lawyers who share not only a firm but a home has added a surreal element to an already extraordinary series of events. It's the kind of detail that feels almost cinematic. The questions don't end there. For Mangione, a man accused of a premeditated public assassination, Friedman Agnifilo's reputation and expertise will undoubtedly be critical as he mounts his defense. Similarly, Mark Agnifilo's seasoned approach will play a pivotal role as Combs fights allegations that have left the public reeling. These cases may be proceeding on separate tracks, but their lawyers' shared dynamic adds an unusual wrinkle that keeps both narratives tightly interwoven. The courtroom strategies, the media narratives, the legal maneuvers, all of it seems to bleed together in a way that feels unprecedented. What happens next in these cases remains to be seen. For Mangione, extradition proceedings continue as he awaits his day in court. For Diddy, the countdown to trial looms large, with every new revelation fueling further scrutiny. In both cases, the stakes couldn't be higher, and for the Agnifilos, their clients' futures rest squarely in their hands. The legal world is no stranger to strange bedfellows, but even by those standards, this professional overlap feels surreal. Two cases, two clients, two lawyers, and one marriage that now links it all together. A shocking coincidence, perhaps. A curious twist of fate. Undoubtedly, what began as shocking headlines now unfolds as a story of unexpected intersections and public fascination, each revelation peeling back another layer of an already complex narrative. And as these two cases march forward, the public can't help but watch, waiting for the next twist in a story that only seems to grow more unbelievable with each passing day.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.